This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of November 17th, 2005.
All right, police!
Bad cop.
No donut.
Bad.
Cop.
No. Donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
With your weekly wrap-up of North American police brutality, misconduct, and corruption, I'm Ron Anisich at CKLN in Toronto. Let's have a look at what the police did to us this week.
Well, there is a vindictive person there who has sworn to take him under, and we don't know what she's done.
A sheriff's deputy in Fresno County, California, was arrested last Thursday for possession of child pornography. According to the Fresno Bee, investigators found 50 images and 20 movies containing child pornography on a computer owned by Deputy Ron Vaughn. Some of the images featured children as young as 4 years old. Vaughn is facing 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine if he is convicted. He will appear in court next on November 28th. In the meantime, he's ordered not to photograph any children at his photography studio, use the internet, be within 100 feet of a school or playground, and view or possess any child pornography except with his lawyer to work on his case. A sheriff's deputy in Douglas County, Oregon, was arrested last Thursday after being accused of raping and beating his girlfriend. The Roseburg News Review says that Deputy Stanley McKnight is facing charges of first-degree rape, first-degree burglary, fourth-degree assault, and criminal trespass while in possession of a firearm. He is being held in custody on almost $1 million bail. McKnight is on administrative leave from his job. A Seattle police officer who had sex with a woman after he responded to a domestic assault complaint in which the woman was the victim had his suspension for the offense reduced last week. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer says that Officer Lance Basney responded to reports of a fight between a man and a woman at a restaurant in June 2004. The man in the incident had left by the time police arrived. The woman was drunk, according to witnesses and her own statement. Basney has confessed to taking the rest of his shift off so that he could have sex with the woman. A complaint was later filed by her fiancé. The officer was suspended for 30 days, but he has appealed the discipline and his suspension has been reduced to 5 days. The former police chief in Preston, Idaho, was sentenced to between 1 and 5 years in a county jail last Thursday. The Idaho State Journal says that Chief Scott Shaw pleaded guilty to misuse of public funds and perjury in exchange for 5 other charges against him being dropped. The dropped charges included multiple counts of falsifying police records. Shaw was given almost $1,000 to attend FBI training. He did not attend and kept the money instead. Shaw's jail sentence caps off a less than flawless 28-year career. In 1994, he was convicted of driving under the influence of alcohol. His police disciplinary record contains incidents of drinking alcohol on duty, falsification of timesheets, and having a personal relationship with the victim of a sexual assault. A man is on life support after a confrontation with police officers in Denver, Colorado on Sunday. The Rocky Mountain News says that photographs of the man show both of his eyes black and bleeding and breathing with the help of a ventilator. According to his family, he has cuts and bruises on his arm, swollen testicles, and was bleeding from his rectum. Police say the man attacked a police officer who was trying to question him. The man's family say that he was beaten because of his brother's anti-police brutality community activism. An initial police investigation says that the officer involved in the incident followed department policy.
That's very, very frustrating. It violates that very basic trust and confidence that the public places in these guys. And to me, it really is upsetting to see this happen.
I'm just gratified that somebody's taking police brutality seriously. Because in Denver, they never take it seriously.
4 police officers in Westminster, Colorado, were indicted by a grand jury on Tuesday. The Denver Post reports that officers Mark Toth, Norman Hobert, and Jason Poppinger have been charged with third-degree assault, official misconduct, and filing a false report. Officer Chris Pyler is charged with official misconduct and filing a false report. The charges stem from an arrest made by the 4 in August. Their conduct was reported by police officers from another jurisdiction who witnessed the incident. The four officers have also been disciplined internally by their department. One has been fired, one was suspended for 2 weeks, and two others were suspended for 1 week and will receive a reprimand. A Colorado state trooper was demoted last week for propositioning a woman at a traffic stop last summer. An Associated Press report says that Trooper John Oriolt has been demoted from sergeant to corporal. He will lose almost $600 per month in wages. The victim in the incident is considering a lawsuit. A Regina, Saskatchewan police officer may face charges after his squad car struck another vehicle on Saturday. The Regina Leader Post says that the unnamed officer was responding to the scene of another accident when he struck a car being driven by a 76-year-old woman. She remains in hospital. The officer suffered only minor injuries. A sheriff's deputy in Hamilton County, Indiana, who is facing charges for abusing his 11-year-old daughter, resigned on Monday. The Indianapolis Star says that Deputy Mark Pointer's resignation came 1 day before he was scheduled to appear at a police disciplinary hearing. In September, he was charged with battery causing bodily injury, intimidation, and obstruction of justice. An investigation was launched after a counselor at the 11-year-old victim's school contacted authorities after she noticed bruising and black eyes. Pointer is accused of threatening to send his daughter to jail if she told investigators the truth. The chief of police in Toronto has decided on a minimal fine, 3 days' pay, for officers who attended a labor protest at City Hall armed 2 weeks ago. The CBC reports that officers who do not agree to the punishment may take their cases to a hearing where they will face harsher punishment, including possible dismissal. The news brought an end to an ongoing Work to Rule campaign. The police are now back to performing their normal duties. According to some reports, the Work to Rule action cost the city as much as $80,000 a day in lost revenues. Despite media reports of hundreds of armed officers at the protest, only 80 are facing discipline. A Ross, Pennsylvania police officer pleaded guilty on Monday to conspiring to make methamphetamine in his apartment. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette says that Officer Michael Baird was arrested in February after investigators found many ingredients used to manufacture the drug in his home. He is also charged with possession of materials used to make methamphetamine. That charge is expected to be dismissed in exchange for his guilty plea. Baird was on disability leave from his job when he was arrested, but has subsequently been fired. A Baltimore, Maryland police officer was arrested at an illegal gambling raid last Friday. The Baltimore Sun says that Officer Vicky Mengel was one of 5 people arrested. Mengel was charged with 2 gambling-related offenses. The raid was the result of an internal investigation which began when police were tipped off about the officer's illegal gambling. Mengel faces a possible 4 years in prison and $1,100 in fines if convicted. She has also been suspended from her job pending the outcome of the charges against her. The trial of a Richmond, Virginia police officer charged with murder began on Monday. WRIC reports that Officer Michael Couture killed a man at a traffic stop in May 2004. Another officer, Edward Eishleman, is also charged in the same incident. He will go on trial in December. A Blount County, Tennessee sheriff's deputy was charged with assault last week. WVLT reports that Deputy Henry Vaughn has been accused of striking a woman who he was having an off-duty argument with. He has been suspended with pay while an investigation is conducted. A Cock County, Tennessee sheriff's deputy was indicted on a third charge last Tuesday. According to the Knoxville News Sentinel, Deputy John Black was already facing charges of mail fraud and perjury. Last week, he was also charged with witness tampering. Black fraudulently attempted to get money from a motorcycle manufacturer by claiming a defect in their product led to an accident. An investigation revealed that the officer wrecked the bike while performing a stunt. 2 other Cook County deputies recently pleaded guilty to drug charges. 3 others are awaiting trial on charges connected to extortion during traffic stops. A police officer in Gallatin, Tennessee, was arrested on Monday for conspiring to steal appliances and building materials. WTVF reports that Officer Robert Whitehead was arrested along with 5 other co-conspirators and was charged with 6 counts of theft. He resigned from his job last month. Whitehead is facing a possible 36 years in prison if he is convicted. A Fayetteville, North Carolina police officer and 8 other people have been charged with robbing 6 homes. An Associated Press report says that Officer Jared Parsick used information he acquired on the job to determine which houses were unoccupied at a given time. He then shared the information with others and helped to plan and commit the robberies. He's charged with multiple offenses, including drug and firearms charges, and lying to investigators. A South Carolina Highway Patrol officer was arrested last Friday after being accused of taking money from Latino drivers at traffic stops. An Associated Press report says that Officer Stephen Watts extorted many thousands of dollars from motorists. The exact amount is the subject of an ongoing investigation. Watts is currently free on a $5,000 bond. An Atlanta, Georgia police officer who was fired after he slammed a woman to the ground during an arrest will be getting his job back. An Associated Press report says that Officer Terrence Alexander was fired after a videotaped incident at the International Airport in November 2004. He was fired after an Atlanta police internal investigation determined that he used excessive force against the woman. Charges against the woman were dropped after prosecutors viewed the videotape. Alexander appealed his termination to the Civil Service Board, who decided last week that there were insufficient grounds to fire the officer. A captain in the Palm Beach County, Florida Sheriff's Department was demoted last week after being accused of breaking into his ex-girlfriend's home. The Sun Sentinel reports that an internal investigation determined that Captain David Carhart violated department policy when he broke into his ex-girlfriend's home and drove an unmarked police cruiser while intoxicated in July. Carhart has been demoted to lieutenant. He still faces charges of trespassing and criminal mischief in a criminal court. A Palm Beach County, Florida sheriff's deputy will avoid prosecution for his 2nd shoplifting arrest. The Palm Beach Post reports that Deputy Howard Berg was arrested in September after stealing a few items from a thrift store. He will not be charged with the crime if he completes a theft abatement class and performs 25 hours of community service. Berg must also not violate any other laws in the next 3 months. He was suspended briefly after his arrest, but is currently on active duty. The murder trial of a Lincoln, Alabama police officer began on Tuesday. WVTM reports that Officer Kenneth Pollard is accused of severely beating a man at a traffic stop in July 2003. The man died from his injuries 2 weeks later. Another Lincoln police officer, Kevin Young, is also charged in the case.
And he slams me on the floor. Put your hands in your back. And then I'm down here like this. Why are you doing me like that? What did I do?
I have called and asked for an investigation by the FBI because of the possibility that that investigation exposes the parties to possible criminal actions. I think based on the seriousness of this complaint, that perhaps it's the best resolution.
I just couldn't believe it. You know, I looked at it as a violent act against a woman. This type of violence against women should not be tolerated whether a man is in blue jeans or a blue uniform.
I certainly respect Commissioner Lynch's opinion.
A police officer in Shreveport, Louisiana, who has been the focus of several complaints in the past, is now the subject of a new complaint of brutality. The Shreveport Times says that Officer Kevin Strickland was at a home in September to place a young woman under arrest for assault. At some point, the woman locked herself in the bathroom and the woman's mother and sister questioned Strickland. He's accused of striking the two women without provocation. Another complaint about the September incident was filed by a fellow police officer who was also present. In 1999, Strickland was cleared of any wrongdoing when he fatally shot a bicyclist in the back after he failed to stop for an open container violation. He has also been the subject of other complaints and at least 3 lawsuits.
He was cooperative. His police training had to kick in because when he was asked questions, he explained himself in detail what he did. He still held out that he was a New Orleans police officer. A comment was even made that he was at work last week. In early September, this individual was charged with abandonment of duty, and neglect of duty, and he resigned under investigation.
A police officer from New Orleans who resigned rather than face discipline over abandoning his duties during Hurricane Katrina was arrested on Saturday in Texas. The Houston Chronicle says that Willie Bickham was arrested driving a stolen truck. Bickham was speeding in a truck with no license plates when he was pulled over by Houston police. The vehicle turned out to have been reported stolen from a dealership in New Orleans. He was expected to be charged with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. Bickham may also be charged with impersonating an officer, as he claimed he was still an active duty New Orleans officer. He was also carrying his police firearm and may face weapons charges as a result. A reserve police officer in Hondo, Texas, was arrested on Tuesday and charged with sexual assault of a child. The San Antonio Express News reports that Officer Philip Trevino was accused by a woman of sexually assaulting her, beginning when she was 15 years old. The assaults continued over the next year and a half. Trevino is being held on a $30,000 bond.
It seems that the driver somehow lost control of the vehicle, went off the roadway, struck a pedestrian, and striking a building. That pedestrian subsequently died from those injuries. Initially, we were looking at intoxication assault charges. Now the suspect faces intoxication manslaughter charges.
A former San Antonio police officer was arrested on Monday after the car he was driving left the road and killed a pedestrian. The San Antonio Express News says that retired Captain James Robinson has been charged with intoxication manslaughter. Robinson failed several field sobriety tests and refused a blood test. He is being held on a $50,000 bond. The death of a Fort Collins, Colorado man after he was shocked with a taser by police has been ruled a homicide. A coroner determined that the man died of heart failure that was caused by the taser. Larimer County Sheriff's deputies shocked the man as many as 7 times. Despite the ruling, there will be no charges laid in the killing. On November 4th, 2 17-year-old high school students in Salisbury, North Carolina, were shocked with a taser by a police officer during a schoolyard fight. About 1 hour later, Salisbury police used a taser on a young man who was guilty of walking in the middle of a street. In Gwinnett County, Georgia, 200 people marched for 2 miles on Saturday to call for an end to the use of tasers by law enforcement. Some civil rights leaders are calling for a boycott of the county. The family of a man who died after being shocked with a taser by police filed a lawsuit against the Chicago Police Department and Taser International, the maker of the weapon, last Thursday. The Indiana man died February 90 minutes after being shocked twice, once for 5 seconds and again for 57 seconds. The death became the first in the United States to be attributed directly to the taser. A former sheriff's deputy in Davis County, Utah, is suing his former department after he was injured by a taser during training and then denied sick leave and fired. The deputy is one of a number of law enforcement officers to file lawsuits claiming they were injured by tasers. The Parent Teacher Association in Florida voted in favor of a resolution limiting taser use at their annual convention this week. The PTA says that the devices should only be used as an alternative to deadly force. Children as young as 6 years old have been shocked with tasers by police in the state. The Florida legislature is already considering several proposed laws to deal with the weapon. The sheriff in Maricopa County, Arizona, is considering phasing out the use of stun guns made by Taser International in favor of similar devices manufactured by Stinger Systems. Stinger has agreed to provide 30 of its weapons to the department free of charge for evaluation purposes. The St. Petersburg, Florida City Council has given their approval for the police department to purchase tasers. The police chief in Monessen, Pennsylvania, has announced his hope to have his officers armed with tasers by next year. Yet another accounting error has led to an announcement from Taser International that profits from the first 2 quarters of this year will need to be restated. The miscalculation is related to the company's legal expenses. Profits from the first quarter are expected to decrease, and second quarter profits are expected to increase.
You call the police so they can help you. And what they did is just they killed my cousin.
He just lost it.
A day before, he went to the hospital. I mean, Why couldn't they admitted him in the hospital?
He was a very good son, brother.
Please, let me talk to him. No, go home, go back. Why? Maybe talk to my grandson, maybe we can do something.
The officers had no other choice but to discharge the firearm.
They kill him like a dog.
It got to the point where it did so they can shoot him. And that could have been prevented.
Other than the killings already reported on this week's program, police have also killed people this week in Stockton, California, Oakland, California, Kansas City, Missouri, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Montreal, Quebec, Barre, Vermont, and Miami, Florida. That's all for Bad Cop No Donut this week. Feel free to let us know what the police are up to where you live. The email address for this program is ron@ckln.fm. Bad Cop No Donut is produced at CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto and can be heard on WSQT, now broadcasting at 94.3 FM in Washington, D.C. We can also be heard on CJLY in Nelson, British Columbia at 93.5 FM and at 96.5 FM in Kootenay Lake. CJLY is currently celebrating their fifth year on the air, and I would encourage you to support them during their membership drive, which runs until November 20th. I'm Ron Anisich. Thanks for listening.
Look what these devils done to our children. Many of them hustling, stealing, and drug dealing. Other of them banging and cat pillin'. I ain't trying to teach these killers to stop killing. I'm just trying to teach them they allies from they villains. When they fight for the freedom and justice they want to live in. You know National Guard and the cops, they're gonna get in. Instead of buying rings when you stop, they keep spinning. You better buy some heat when you're cocky, you keep spinning. Cause Bush is a villain, Cheney is a villain. What else can I say but cop killing? That's how it is until they're good in the hood. And if you understood, it'd be beat the guns we clap against this beast all across the map. If he reaches for a gun, then bust a cap. And don't try to run because it'll bust your back. If a cat kills a cop over this, then blame me. If a slave goes and rides in his mask, then hang me. Don't send him to a correctional facility, change me. We ain't trigger happy, the trigger is angry. For many centuries, we've been fighting the same beast. For many centuries, we've been having the same beef. So now we say the beast can't live, can't eat, can't sleep. We say no justice, no peace, cause Cheney is a villain. Powell is a villain. What else can I say? What's